Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 20th. Grains closed lower with December corn down 5.5 cents, 5.21¾. December wheat down 8 cents at $7.75. And November beans down 21.5 cents at $12.62½. Grains under pressure today with the stock market currently down 900 points. The Evergrande real estate program in China collapsing, whether the Chinese bail them out or not, remains to be seen. Some people think they're going to bail them out just to save face and to, you know, keep that company from going under. Other people think that they could let them go bankrupt, which will cool speculation on commodities and real estate speculation in China. So it's really a mixed bag of what they're going to do out there. In the meantime, it was a risk-off day. Crude oil down $1.68 a barrel. Bean oil down $1.32. Meal down $2.40. So it wasn't a pretty day out here. Export inspections were certainly nothing to write home about. 564 in wheat wasn't a bad number. The corn, 403, a little bit better than last week, but still pretty light. Beans, 275, pretty lousy number there. We didn't see any export sales this morning, which brings into question these exports to China, particularly on the bean side. Some people are saying that the USDA has way overestimated soybean demand out there from the Chinese, and I don't necessarily disagree with that. Now, I think supporting the wheat and corn, the corn finished 6 cents off its lows, only a 2.25 off its highs. The wheat was up 6 cents off its lows, about 4 cents off its highs. I think what rallied that back was the demand for wheat's been pretty strong around the world. We still have problems in Australia in terms of heat, and there's some other crop issues, obviously the shrinking crop in Canada and France helping to support these markets longer run. So we were able to come back despite all the bad news. The corn came back on, I think, what are variable yields out here. Just like in the state of Illinois, running from 300 bushel corn down to 160, 180 bushel corn. It's very variable out here. And, some of the yield stories I'm seeing aren't quite as good as they were a week ago. So, up till the last two weeks, we've been pretty good. Starting this week, it looks like there's a little bit more damage out there than people are thinking. Is it disease? Is it some of this disease that's showing up here in Illinois? We don't know, but it looks like the yields aren't quite as good. I still think generally yields are going to be pretty much where the government has said they're going to be. But demand is going to be an issue out here for wheat, for beans. So I don't know, tomorrow I would expect the Dow Jones tonight to be under some pressure. It might open up lower tomorrow, but I think there'll be plenty of bargain hunters looking to buy it. Now, the beans closed under the 200-day moving average for the first time in ages. If we close under 1255, I'd say the market has a serious problem. Funds are still heavily long, 197 corn. They're still long after today, 36,000 beans, 31,000 oil. They're now short 8,000 wheat and 18,000 meal. So we'll see if the funds decide to blow out of that corn. There's an awful lot of risk still out here on this table. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.